Rachel Reynolds Luster has a new job. She's the only librarian at the cozy one-room library in Myrtle, Missouri, population around 150. There's one gas station and a small post office, but no grocery store or bank. Upon reporting to work on day one, she realized there was going to be one major challenge. There were hardly any modern books.
The librarian before me really liked paperback romance novels, and so we have lots of those. It's about a third of our library inventory.
Nor could Luster see any works from the other end of the literary timeline. She set out to find the one book she thought all libraries should have, the Greek epic, The Odyssey.
And I looked, and we didn't have one. No library in our system had one. So I just got that and processed it today. And so I'm excited to be able to put that, you know, on the shelf.
The librarian before her, whom Luster praises for keeping this little haven of literature alive, worked here for nearly four decades and still considers it her baby. She stops by nearly every day, Luster says.
It's been interesting working this transition with her. She was quite upset that the cooking magazines were gone, but we recycled them all. And we kept some holiday cookie editions.
Luster has a vision for this library and for the community that frequents it. She wants to transform it into a vibrant place of community and learning. It's one of the few places that can even get broadband internet in this county. And before Luster came, the Myrtle Library only had two story times a year. She wants that to become a weekly event.
There are quite a few kids in the area, and there's just not a whole lot to do. Other than going to the river or hanging out with friends and family, there's not public activities. We don't have a movie store. We don't have parks. We don't have a lot of public spaces.
You said that the children's books here are pretty outdated. Can you give me an example? Can you show me where those are?
I can. I started in the library business. We call it weeding. And so I went through a pile, but let's see if I can find the one that was of particular interest to me. Oh, here we go. We had a series of Ewok books from Return of the Jedi, which I am familiar with because I was a child in the early 80s, but I can't imagine that they would have a lot of resonance with young people today.
And this one over here, this one almost looks like it's from the 50s, this one here.
Oh, yeah, we do. And I kept some of the 50s books because there's some really classic ones like The Little Engine That Could and things. But yeah, this one is Sam's Country, a small town in the Midwest, and it's describing a small town. Actually, it looks like a rather large town compared to where we live.
She does have a budget from Oregon County. It's $200 a month. But that covers all books, magazines, and activities.
Like a Friends of the Library in a city can crank out money fairly easily. We're not in that situation here.
There's a tiny 7-foot-wide section for adult nonfiction, but about half of that consists of cookbooks from the 1980s. Another challenge she anticipates is finding actual space to put the new books in.
You really have to pick and curate and think, okay, so if I'm going to have one Brooks Blevins book, or if I'm about Ozark culture, if I'm going to have one Don Harrington novel or Daniel Woodrell novel, what should it be, you know?
Luster spent time studying in New York City. She has two master's degrees, and before long, she'll be able to scribble PhD after her name. She says she feels a very strong responsibility to use whatever talents or skills she has to make the resources in her community the strongest they can be. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.